This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Trains at Denver International Airport are back on track this morning. Officials say an inspection found damage between concourses B and C. Engineers worked overnight to repair the problem, which caused significant delays for many travelers yesterday. Pueblo will likely have a new mayor. Heather Graham appears to have defeated incumbent Nick Gratisar with nearly 63% of the vote. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more on yesterday's runoff election.
City Council President Graham received the most votes in November's general election, but since no one candidate received a majority, both she and second-place finisher Gratisar moved on to the runoff. She told KRCC she wanted to improve the relationship between the mayor's office and council. Gratisar was seeking a second term after being the first elected mayor since Pueblo moved away from a city manager-run government. The city clerk will certify the results on February 1st. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Colorado is a new federal grant to replace existing electric vehicles. CPR's Sam Brash.
The U.S. Department of Transportation awarded Colorado $8.3 million to fix broken chargers. It's meant to address complaints from EV drivers who report roadside plugs often just aren't working. The cash is a small piece of a $7.5 billion pot of money approved in the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by President Biden in 2021. Colorado currently has almost 6,000 charging ports and plans to add another 1,500 by 2030. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Thanks for listening to CPR News. Stay tuned. Colorado Matters is ahead.